Welcome to episode number 55 of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. I can't believe that we have reached episode 55. My podcast turned one last week and time flies and it's crazy. I don't know if I'm the only one who feels that way. I know that some of my friends have this too. It feels like yesterday was Christmas and then New Year's, and I can't believe we're already 1 month into 2022. I don't know what to say. Time keeps turning faster and faster and faster, and I don't really know where it's going, to be really honest. And of course, everything's a little strange since we've entered this weird pandemic. Sitting at home and doing things from home has become the new normal. I don't want to use that word. Let's think of something else. Doing things from home has become the new norm or part of our daily life, which isn't even that bad, to be honest. But I think what is really bad is just that we are isolating ourselves socially because, well, I wanted to say that sometimes it's so nice to work with colleagues. There are some colleagues that you can definitely do without, but we need social contacts. And I think if we've learned one thing from all this time, it's actually that we are social animals and that we need to be in constant contact with other people and have the feeling that we belong to a group. And I think this is actually being taken away from us, and I really hope that we're going to recover fast as a society and implement some more social time in the future, if that's possible again. So what can I talk about in this episode? I actually wanted to call this episode imposter syndrome for one particular reason. I study an MBA at the moment without ever having had any contact or anything remotely to do with business. So it's a new field for me still. I'm three semesters in, I have one semester to go, but I had never before had really anything to do with business. So I still feel like an imposter at times. We had to write and present a business plan, which was very interesting, a very cool task, actually. But I just felt like I was committing fraud, to be honest. I felt like I was not able to actually fulfill the exercise, to actually do that properly. And it just felt so weird presenting something that I had created on my own and without feeling like I had the proper knowledge. And then I talked to my mom, and my mom is the best cheerleader. She always finds something positive to say. And she pointed out that, yes, I'm not a business expert. It's not like I have the ultimate knowledge of everything that's going on and I can do everything perfectly, but that's not even the goal. Doing everything perfectly is just my personal struggle with perfectionism surfacing again. And she pointed out that still, compared to other people who had, as I had previously, not had anything to do with business before, I still have gained significant knowledge that I didn't have before. I still have, you know, some skills that I didn't have before. I have learned things I didn't know before, so why be so hard on yourself and expect perfection when it's just really fair to expect progress? And maybe that's kind of my resume, if you will, of what happened, is that, yeah, don't expect perfection, expect progress from yourself. And I think that's a really good mindset to enter a new field of study, a new job, a new whatever, a new endeavor in your life. Even if you pick up a new hobby, don't expect perfection. Don't expect yourself to know everything and be able to perform perfectly from the beginning. But instead, aim for progress. Aim for getting better step by step and one step at a time. And I think this is a really uplifting message, and I'm really happy I picked that instead of anything related to the title I had in mind, because I think staying positive and having a positive mindset is kind of so, it feels like it's outdated and that we've all heard that so many times and it's getting on our nerves and it's kind of understandable, but it's still true because positivity and being positive and just giving that out to the world is going to come back to you and it's going to make you feel better. So instead of focusing on the negative aspects and insecurities, let's try and focus on the positive. Let's try and keep our heads up and keep our eyes on the horizon, and then things are going to fall into place. I firmly, strongly believe that. To finish off this episode, I'm going to give you one little tip that has worked for me greatly. If I feel unmotivated, I actually do something that I have come to discover as the 10-minute rule. I didn't know it was called that way, and I didn't do it with 10 minutes. The 10-minute rule basically just says that if you don't feel like doing something, you set yourself the limit of doing it for 10 minutes anyway. So you literally set a timer, and if after those 10 minutes you really don't feel like doing it, you just stop. Without guilt or blame or anything, you just stop. And I have done this as a 30-minute rule, so I set myself the sort of the benchmark of hitting 30 minutes performing one exercise or doing something I didn't really feel like doing. And it worked perfectly because once you hit that spot, that moment of being over that, you know, I have done enough and I can keep going if I feel like it. And like 99% of the time, you're going to feel like you want to keep going. So if you haven't tried it, try the 10-minute rule. And I really hope it helps you out. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Thank you so much for subscribing to my podcast. If you haven't already, feel free to do so. And I discovered that I have another review on Apple Podcast. Thank you so much for another 5-star rating. If you haven't already, please rate my podcast. And you can rate this episode too to let me know that you really liked it. And I'm looking forward to catching you next week. Stay healthy and happy and productive and positive, of course. I'll catch you then. Bye.